American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
God, thank you for showing your faithfulness to all generations.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God has shown himself faithful in all things, may we reflect the faithfulness of God. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. You're listening to American Family Radio at Share-a-thon. We're going to be here, this team, at least in studio, will be here for the next 54 minutes. And then Janet Mefford will be along next hour after that with her usual weekday program. So we thank you for listening to American Family Radio and Share-a-thon. We have a special gift right now that's been given to American Family Radio that, if matched, will be quite substantial to our Share-a-thon total. Right, yep, Walker?
That's right. And I'm looking behind you there. Your dad, my grandfather, Don Wildman, I call him Pawpaw, he's here saying hello to some of the,
right,
the folks taking calls.
He's the founder.
He's the founder. So without God giving my grandfather the vision of American Family Radio, American Family Association, we wouldn't be here now. But if you want to help keep AFR on the air and keep us fighting the good fight and sharing information with you and your family, then here's the number to call. As Dad mentioned, there is a $58,500 challenge or match. So your gift will be doubled until 1 p.m. Central. Here's the phone number to call, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can visit AFR.net.
So, again, every gift you give now will be doubled, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, what's the phone number again?
877-616-2396, and there's two offers right now on the table in addition to the match. There is a premium that you will receive for your gift. So if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a pack of our 2017 Christmas wristbands, a pack of 10 of these wristbands. And secondly, for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the wristbands in addition to one of our children's DVDs, Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, one of the episodes, award-winning film there. So you can, a one-time gift of $150 or a monthly gift of $30 will qualify you for those gifts.
So call us right now and double your giving. Double your giving. You give $50, it becomes $100. $100 becomes $200. $500 becomes $1,000. That's the way it works with this double your giving match, basically. That's going on right now here at American Family Radio Share-a-thon. Here's the phone number, 877. This phone number to call us and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can follow the Share-a-thon on the web at AFR.net, AFR.net. And then we're also live video streaming on our Facebook page, right, Walker?
That's right. Today's Issues Facebook page.
All right, check that out. American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and Walker, and Steve Jordahl has replaced Fred Jackson.
He has. But, he can't replace.
In studio.
I am following Fred Jackson because you just can't replace a man of that stature.
That's right. What is he, 5'10"?
Yeah, about that.
195, would you say, is Fred?
Something around,
yeah, something
around
like
there.
That. All right.
Canadian, do they measure in stones up in Canada like they do in
England? In England?
Probably not.
I don't know. I know how to measure horses with hands.
They
is that
do
what
that.
You're talking
used
about?
Used to. Well, in England, whenever like an actor or something loses a lot of weight, it'll always be like he lost 10 stone.
Yeah, oh.
I don't know what that likens, you know, is equivalent to.
Okay. It's more than a pound.
It's
I know
more than
because
a pound.
people generally weigh like 6 stone something, I think.
Right.
Google will tell us.
But yes, we digress.
Sure. We do.
We digress.
Badly.
Greatly digress.
Well, folks, we have I'm just going to tell you, we have 184 radio stations that we own and operate across America. And if you want to see our station list, they can go to our website, afr.net. We have our station listing there at afr.net. Most of our radio stations, American Family Radio stations, are concentrated in the southeast, Texas, the heartland. I would include the Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, a couple in Nebraska, a few in Iowa, Minnesota, but Ohio. So we don't have a lot out west, and we don't have any in Florida anymore. We have one. Jacksonville, Florida.
I was just noting some of the most recent pledges. Just
please kinda, tell us.
It kind of gives you a taste of where a lot of our folks are at. Jack from Louisville, Texas. Ann from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We have Vernon from Springfield, Massachusetts. That's my neck of the woods.
Now, how did that happen?
Maybe
he gets us on the app.
Maybe.
On Facebook.
And so that's up from where I was born.
Right. Where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in the Boston area, Melrose, Massachusetts. Grew up in Nashua, New Hampshire.
So you ain't from around here, are you, boy?
I ain't, and I have heard that. I've heard that since I've been down here back in 85. Walter from Great Falls, Montana. EJ from Ada, Michigan. We have Peggy from Marysville, Kansas. We have Cynthia from New Orleans,
wow,
Louisiana.
All
Barbara
over.
From Slidell, Louisiana. So did I mention Cheryl from Galleon, Ohio? So we have folks from all over who are giving to Share-a-thon.
That's great to hear our new friends in New Orleans who are calling,
yes,
because that station's only been on the air less than a year. And we were hoping that, you know, AFR would catch on in the greater New Orleans area. Our radio tower is down in the swamp somewhere. South of New Orleans.
Not in Washington, D.C., but the real swamp.
Different the real swamp, where the alligators are. I mean, really, but the signal reaches Metairie, I think. The whole city, the tower's south of New Orleans, but it reaches up to Metairie, hopefully up to close to the lake there in I-10. But thank you, everyone who's listening in the greater New Orleans area who believe in AFR and you're supporting us. New station there, Jacksonville, Florida, too. We're expecting big things from our new listeners in Jacksonville, Florida. That's a big city for us, and a big place, and we're hoping that you respond. And then to our new listeners in Northern Virginia, our Culpeper station, which broadcast into
Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia and the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Into the swamp, I think, then.
We're getting close to the political swamp there.
A lot of people may ask, well, how come you don't have a radio station in the middle of Boston or the middle of New York City, and the simplest answer is those are enormously expensive. Even
yes,
if you could get a license to do it, you'd be spending millions and millions of dollars
on one station.
On one station,
yeah,
it's
literally
incredibly expensive.
Yeah. And a lot of places already have two or three Christian radio stations. Of course, nothing quite like American Family Radio, and I don't say that braggingly.
Right.
That's just true. We do things that other stations don't do or can't do or won't do. So, but you're right. It's very expensive to go on the air in a big metropolitan area. That's why I said Jacksonville, Florida is a big place for us.
Right.
You know. Anyway, thank you everyone who's given to American Family Radio during this Share-a-thon. Double your giving right now. I'm serious about that. You can double your giving right now up to $58,500. Mm-hmm. That's the matching gift that a generous supporter of AFR has made available to us. So,
what number would the people call if they wanted to double that? Walker, do you know?
Walker
yes.
knows. You know, he's got it memorized.
I haven't mentioned this many times, but I will say the number since y'all asked. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396.
Steve Jordahl, what do you got in the news department?
Just some breaking news I wanted to let people know about. There has been a shooting in Maryland at an office park there. Three people have been killed. Two are critically wounded. They say it was a targeted attack at a business called Advanced Granite Solutions. The police say at this point they have no link to terrorism. They say it's more like a workplace issue, and the suspect is at large. They're looking for a 37-year-old Radi Labib Prince.
Radi,
R-A-D-E-E, Labib, L-A-B-E-E-B.
That's the man's name they're looking for?
That's his name. I don't know what ethnic or nationality that those names might be associated with, but that's who they're looking for right now.
That happened just a few minutes ago?
Well, it happened a couple hours ago now.
Okay.
I wanted to kind of tie a button on maybe a little bit on the next steps of this Russia probe, if we could.
I think it's Ty Bow.
Is it Ty Bow?
Yeah.
Ty Bow. I've never heard Ty Bow.
That's right.
I haven't either.
But put a button. Put a button on Ty Bow. So we'll call this one from the Russia Files.
I'm sorry, but I just laugh every time I hear that.
Yeah, that's a good
Russia
one.
Russia file. I like it.
So the Senate Judiciary is opening a probe now into this Obama-era Russian nuclear bribery thing that I know you were talking with Abe about last hour. They are going to be looking into that. Now, I don't know if that's going to do anything, but journalists are also on the case. This is Sarah Carter talking about the next step. She's one that broke this story for
Circa.
Thank you, Walker, for Circa News. And she had a very detailed article, one of several that she says she's going to publish on this. She's investigating this deeply. This is what she said about it last night on Fox.
For 15 months, Sean, for 15 months, the FBI was investigating the Russian nuclear industry and the agencies. They knew that there were kickbacks. They knew that there were bribes. And they knew how dangerous this was to national security. And 15 months had passed in the investigation. And then CFIUS, 13 members of the governing board, approved the Uranium One deal to the Russians. I mean, this was something that I contacted FBI officials tonight, FBI sources that were there during that time, and they said the FBI would have had all of this information. It would have been their duty on the board, on the CFIUS board, to report that information. And so now what I'm thinking is, if they did report that information, it's got to be out there. We've got to be able to FOIA it. We've got to be able to see these documents and know what was going on and why the United States government decided to approve a deal that would give 20% of U.S. uranium assets to Vladimir Putin. With Russia.
So when she says FOIA it, FOIA is the Freedom of Information Act. She says that the government is required to give documents that are public, that are not somehow security clearance minded or restricted, to the public, specifically to reporters. I've used this law several times to get emails, to get other correspondence with different things. She's saying there's documentation out there. She's going to start the process. That's her next step, and I think I don't think we've heard the last of this. Whether it'll
I'm looking at the Fox News homepage, and they're calling this a bombshell report, and says the question is, were Clintons compromised? Top lawmaker probes conflict of interest amid bombshell report on 2010 Russian uranium deal. So I don't think this is we kind of hint at this. We don't say this as much as we should, I think, anymore. But first of all, when Fox News came on board, and then I would say even, you know, groups like organizations like ours with AFR News and with One News Now and others. When you now have alternative news media, you can drive these kinds of stories that the left-wing liberal media probably would have buried. I don't think you'd see this story being broken and being investigated. I mean, Washington Post, New York Times, those kind of groups are going to have to get on this story because the alternative media, conservative media, are going to be bird-dogging this story.
We brought up yesterday, I brought up the fact that that Donald Trump, either yesterday or in a story, by the way, our AFR story on this topic is right up now at onenewsnow.com. You can read about it there. And President Trump talked about the uranium deal. We didn't know about all the bribery and all of the necessarily the connections with the Clintons and with the speeches and everything. But we did know that somehow on Hillary Clinton's watch as Secretary of State, we sold 20% of our uranium assets to the Russians. Trump talked about it on the campaign trail. Our friends over at MRC came out this morning.
Media Research Center
came out this morning with one of their little studies. It probably took a long time to compile. They found that the major networks reported a total of 3 minutes and 21 seconds on this so far. That doesn't include this last since this has been revealed yesterday and today. But I don't know that's
all
anymore.
Just since this story kind of broke yesterday?
Not since the story broke yesterday. Before yesterday, between the time that Trump brought up the and people, because people were talking about this uranium deal.
Right.
They didn't know the extent to which there was bribery and collusion and all of this stuff. But what they did know is that for some reason we sold uranium to the Russians. And I remember Trump talking about it on the campaign trail. I remember us in the newsroom talking about it. Why in the world would they do that? And nobody decided to look into it. 3 minutes and 21 seconds total.
You know, in our story meeting this morning, Walker, you made an excellent point. The fact that the Russians are working with the Iranians on their nuclear plans.
Yes.
So it's all very suspicious, and now you're talking about the additional clear implications that corruption is involved in this on both sides of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
So you're telling me, very doubtful that the Clintons will make a donation to American Family Radio Sheriff.
They might be listening.
They're not going to jump in on this match.
What
Let's
about
put it that way.
Contributing some uranium?
We
can't even use it, though.
Unless you want to pay $500,000 to have Bill Clinton come and speak.
We could, yeah.
I don't think anybody...
$500,000, one speech.
You know, this is not, you know,
quid pro quo.
It's not, you know, we sold them some Humvees for their military. This is uranium used to build nuclear weapons. And Russia's working with Iran.
Yeah.
We talked about this last week and we got into why they would do that. Well, guess who Iran is working with? North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
There are reports that they are sharing their developments of nuclear weapons. They're sharing kind of their intel and some of their equipment.
Yeah.
So this could see 20% of America's uranium, maybe a small portion of that, make its way to the hands of our enemies.
They can track where uranium comes from the signature of the radiation. They know what mine certain elements were gotten from. It would be tragic if ever a bomb like this were to be used, but it would be doubly ironic and tragic if it were to be used and found that the uranium that was sold to the Russians by Hillary Clinton ended up being used on one of our allies or on us.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We're in the middle of Share-a-thon. Please give us a call and make a gift to AFR to help us stay on the air with American Family Radio. We're listener-supported Christian radio broadcasting on 184 stations across America. But if you're you're listening to one of our stations, you want us to stay on the air, keep broadcasting, and even to grow our signal across the country because of the difference that we are making, then here's the phone number, because we're proclaiming the truth. We're proclaiming the truth of the gospel.
Well, and we have...
We're proclaiming God's faithfulness. That's our theme.
Yes, yes. And we are, Tim, in the midst of a match challenge. And if you don't know what that means, let me just explain briefly. We do these every share-a-thon when we have a donor who wants to give a substantial amount. In this case, $58,500 is put on the table, so to speak. And it's the challenge is to those who are listening, match this amount and your gift is doubled. So if you give $100 out of this $58,500, $100 comes out of it to match yours, and your gift is essentially doubled. You give 25, you give 50, you give 100, you give 1,000. It is doubled, and that is going to be going on for roughly the next hour and a half. The number to call is 877-616-2396. If you want to give to American Family Radio, it is our Proclaiming God's Faithfulness Fall Share-a-thon. The number is 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net. And Walker, what are we offering as a thank you to our listeners who give?
Yeah, so folks, often some people want to be kind of incentivized to give. Well, not only do we have the match right now, which is an incentive to give,
it's the right thing to do.
You're supporting the work of AFR, which is the right thing to do. So,
some people want more than that, though.
Hey. Everybody wants a little something, right?
Well, that's right. And so, these are pretty good somethings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who doesn't like coupons?
That's right.
Here you go. Here's what will happen if you give these certain amounts, all right? If you give a one-time gift of $150, you will receive...
Or more. Excuse me for interrupting.
That's right. Yeah. $150 or more. You will receive a 10-pack of our 2017 Christmas wristbands. These look great. You can wear them and share them, family and friends. Take them to church. Take them to work, wherever. Hand them out. So you'll for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive this 10-pack of Christmas wristbands. Or for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the Christmas wristbands, the 10-pack. Also, you will receive Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent Episode 3. The title of that is The Courageous Scaredy Cat. Great children's or kids' DVD there. You can watch it. Ed mentioned his grandkids like to watch it over and over again.
They do.
So great Christmas, maybe stocking stuffer for your grandchildren or your children.
And the Christmas wristbands say, keep Christ in Christmas. That's a great message. You know, we've heard of small business owners who you can go online at the afastore.net and buy, and when these are available, buy, you know, larger, you know, amounts.
Yeah.
They'll put them in a little box or something right at the cash register. Just give them away to people because it is a great message. Keep Christ in Christmas. That is white lettering on a green background. And the Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent Episode 3, it is a DVD. It is an award-winning DVD. It was actually entered into a competition and won top prize.
A quick story before we move on to other news stories. I was in a taxi. Well, it was a paid driver. It wasn't a taxi firm. I think it was Lyft or one of the companies in Washington, D.C. at Values Voter Summit. But I was riding with the lady, and she was from Austria. She migrated over to the U.S. 25 years ago. But we got to talk, and I told her what I did. I worked for a Christian radio station, etc. And before I knew it, it was time to get out of the car, and the only thing I could leave with her is my wristband. I didn't have a Christmas wristband. I had an In God We Trust wristband,
right,
which served the same purpose. And so I gave her the In God We Trust wristband off my wrist. And it's just a quick way, you know, if you're passing by somebody, you're talking to them just for a few minutes, and you don't have time to get into your testimony or talk about Christ, the least you could do is share something like the wristband with them and just leave it with them.
Amen. You're listening. These wristbands are very, very popular. They're a great way to witness during the Christmas season. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And again, the phone number is 877-616-2396. That's the phone number to call and make your gift. And we just ask you to be as generous as you possibly can. We're listener-supported Christian radio. So whatever you can do to help us spread AFR across America, keep AFR on in your community, we need your help. We're making a difference. We really are. Making a difference. 877-616-2396 or the on the internet at afr.net. Steve Jordahl, what else is happening?
Before we get to the bottom of the hour, let me just hit briefly this story here. The Trump's lawyers, President Trump's lawyers, are asking a federal judge to toss a civil lawsuit accusing the president of violating what's called the emoluments business, the emoluments clause, which means he can't make money. You're not supposed to be able to make money off being a president. And he was being sued because of his hotels, because of all this stuff. Well, Trump's lawyers have asked that that lawsuit be dropped. Meanwhile, Trump has dropped $600 million, it turns out, since he's been in office. He's lost that much wealth. That's, by the way, more than I make in a year. It's a lot of money, $600 million. Yes. And he's dropped 92 spots on the Forbes top wealthiest.
So he's not. So in other words, he's not cashing in on his presidency.
Hardly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that comes from the
Why is that? You think?
I don't think he wanted to be president to make money. I think he really
Why has he lost so much money?
Well, because he's not managing his business. He's running the country. Managing it isn't the same.
I got another theory.
You got another theory? I'd love to.
Yeah, I think his. His brand has been hurt by his presidency, and a lot of the left are boycotting his companies.
Well, that's probably true. I can't imagine.
I can't prove that. I don't know that. But you know what I'm saying? He owns a lot of properties. Mm-hmm. Like
right.
Golf and courses.
I saw one of his hotels when we were, my wife and I and my son and daughter-in-law, we were in D.C.
Yeah.
for Values Voters. So we took a day and went to see some of the monuments. And we were downtown somewhere, and I saw his hotel.
Yeah.
I think my daughter-in-law took a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, it's the old post office.
Right, the old post office.
Downtown. And that's relatively new. That's about 3 years old. And I don't. I shouldn't have probably even brought that up because I have no evidence for that. I'm just guessing why his
bottom... Chuck Schumer's not going to stay in a Trump hotel is what you're saying.
Right.
So people on the left who absolutely despise the president aren't going to go to one of his golf. I think that's just human nature.
Yeah.
I think you're safe.
I don't
safe.
Know what all he
you're
owns.
Safe making that prediction.
I don't know how he makes his money. Another thing is, you're right, he's probably stopped making a lot of money that he was making because he stopped managing it, as Steve said. Even though his sons took over his company, maybe they got out of certain businesses because it was too much to handle, thus the income
slowed
down.
And I know that he divested himself of all his foreign holdings
when
he became president just to avoid conflict.
May not have anything to do with what I said.
It probably
but,
has.
You know, I just thought I'd throw it out there. Because nobody else knows any different.
Well, listen, if Nancy Pelosi had a hotel and she owned it, I wouldn't stay at it.
You're not a whole lot, not far from that. I think her husband is in property and is a lot of stuff.
Pelosi Apartments? I'm not going there.
We'll be back in 5 minutes after the news. Stay with us.
I want to say congratulations to the American Family Association on 40 years of ministry.
Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council.
I cannot imagine what America would look like had the American Family Association not been here. I greatly appreciate Don Wildman's vision and his son Tim for carrying that vision forward. So join me in congratulating them on 40 years of ministry, serving the Lord, and serving America.
Hi, my name is Ben from Dover, Pennsylvania, and I just took on a new mission for the Lord, running a workshop on Grace is Greater, and as part of my group, there's going to be some gentlemen that are going through divorce. I myself went through one in 2005, but to show you the power of AFN and American Family Radio, I decided to listen to the Thursday morning broadcast, and Dr. Jeremiah is teaching on two subjects. One is repairing marriage, and the second is, it's okay to be single. So the Lord gave me the tools I may need for the discussion topic tonight. So I just wanted to say you're being watched, you're being helped. The Lord will give you the information you need to carry out his work. You just have to listen. You have to be aware and be in the moment. Have a great day and God bless you guys.
How many times have we heard the blessed words of 1 John 1:9? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Have you made a mess of your life? Would you be ashamed for others to know everything you have said, done, and thought in the last 7 days, or the last 3 months, or the last 5 years? Who among us dares to say, I don't need God's forgiveness? If you know yourself at all, you know how much you sin and how desperately you stand in need of God's mercy. Think about your life, and then think about God's faithfulness, and then bring your faults and failures and foolish ways to the Lord. Ask for his forgiveness, then believe that you have received it. And as Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more. I'm Ray Pritchard. Thank you for partnering with us as we proclaim God's faithfulness.
Remember, with a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you both a 10-pack of Keep Christ in Christmas AFA wristbands and a copy of Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent Episode 3. Phone lines are open. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. And thank you for supporting American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I was mistaken.
What?
Yes, I was mistaken for the fourth time this year.
We're going to have to check with your wife
on that. So I would say it's happened yet again. I have been mistaken.
Were you wrong the other two times about being wrong? Is that what the first two times were?
Something like that. I remember, I think the last time was back in July. I had a tough first 6 months of the year. I was wrong twice. So anyway, I was mistaken. We did not go to news right there, and we came back before the 5 minutes. So we have news at the top of the hour here on American Family Radio. Hey, folks. Somebody who believes in our ministry gave us $58,500, but that's conditional on it being matched by the rest of the listening family. So we want you to call now and make a gift and be as generous as you can so we can count your donation against that match so that we can double the giving to American Family Radio. Here's a phone number to help us do that, and that's going on for the next hour and 25 minutes that match, so it's time limited, if you will. Here's the phone number, 8 to call us and make a gift. Do we have people that can answer the phone now, Ed? Are you looking out there?
It looks like there are people who are just chit-chatting, Tim.
Shouldn't
they're
be
just,
doing.
They're just
we need to
fun.
Get them off the chit-chat train.
That's right. They need to be put back to work.
Put back to work.
Birthday Dave's out there.
Yes, that takes some splaining.
nice going, Steve.
Yeah. The phone number is 877. Here's a phone number to reach us on Sheraton on American Family Radio, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You're listening to American, or you can go on the internet at AFR.net, AFR.net, and get the information there. Well, Jeff Shambley is with us now. Jeff, can you hear us?
I'm here.
Okay, Jeff's on the other side of the room. Jeff is the director for American Family Studios, right? American Family Studios. And we've got a brand new project. American Family Studios is an arm. It's the video arm, if you will, of American Family Association, just like AFR is the broadcast arm of American Family Association. But American Family Studios, for a year now, our team, Jeff, under your guidance, has been working on a project. And we're going to be talking about that more and more here on AFR. You want to tell us about it?
Absolutely. Actually, it's 2 years in the making.
2 years.
2 years ago, we sat down and came up with, we were thinking of all of the things that we can be talking about in today's culture. I mean, there's gender identity, there's same-sex marriage, a whole host of things that we can be talking about. And we do talk about them, but we felt like the thing that we needed to put forward right away was reaffirming the authority of the Bible as the Word of God, because everything that we say stands on the fact that we're speaking on God's Word. We're talking about God's Word. So we have a 90-minute documentary that explores the evidence of the Bible's inspiration and authority, and we've got 23 of the leading apologists, scholars, and pastors that are giving a compelling message on the authority of the Bible. And so that will be released publicly on February the 1st, 2018. Donors to AFA can get that a little bit earlier if you want to talk about that. But the film will be released in February of 18.
Well, and this is a very important, you know, our culture has undergone radical changes over the last 20, 30, 40 years. The amount of biblical illiteracy that's out there, some of which is in the church.
Exactly.
And then, you know, to top it off, we're talking about a culture which no longer even understands the biblical foundations of the moral arguments we used to make with certain assumptions. When we talked about marriage, for example, we had the assumption that marriage is between a man and a woman. Well, when we started getting the last 10 years into a lot of, you know, media discussions and debates over the issue of marriage, you had to go back and rebuild the foundation of your argument because it had eroded. So this is going to be a very timely project that we're releasing. You guys have done a great job on it, Jeff.
Thanks.
And Michael Perkins, who did the American Family Studios team that did all the the filming and the post production. But also, let me just say this: making the arguments that we make on other moral issues too requires that Christians believe the Bible.
Yes,
and that is under the authority inspiration of the Scripture is under siege, even within the church.
Ends and has been going on for a long time. This documentary is made for the church, frankly. This is not for, I mean, it's for everybody, unbelievers to watch too. It's designed for Christians to have them reaffirm their confidence in the authority of the Bible. And that's why we're so excited about it. The website, if people would like to find out more, is thegodwhospeaks.org, thegodwhospeaks.org. And thanks to the generosity of our donors, we're able to produce this film, and we could not have done it without people giving.
Jeff, am I right that you did a screening of this at the Values Voter Summit?
We did a screening at Southern Evangelical Seminary's National Conference on Christian Apologetics.
I knew it was something. How was it received?
Oh, man, it was fantastic. 1,800 people attending the conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. Over 1,000 attended the screening of the documentary.
Wow.
And people were enthusiastic about it, and it really pumped us up. I mean, we were thrilled to see people get the message of the film. And then we frankly sold out of all of the advanced copies that we had just for that event, sold them out. And people are ready to find out how they can get it.
Who are some of the people? We have basically an A-list of individuals who agreed to do this film and that we interviewed.
Yeah, Josh McDowell, Erwin Lutzer, Norman Geisler, D.A. Carson, Alistair Begg, R.C. Sproul, Al Mohler, just to name a few. There are 23 of these people in here.
These are the all-stars, if you know, people will excuse my sports metaphor here. But this is an all-star list.
Right.
Of people who have long defended the authority and inspiration, the importance of Scripture from an evangelical perspective.
So. Very strong on the apologetic, but I tell you what the film does that I'm very pleased with. It calls us to a love of God at the very end of it, and I'll give the end of the story away. But once you prove the fact or you demonstrate heavily that the Bible is authoritative, it's the Word of God, then we don't leave you there, because we're not coming to a book. You know,
right.
We are coming to the God of the universe who has written this message to us. And so people watch this, they get a desire to know the God behind the Bible. So that's what's unique about this film. It's very apologetic in terms of its defense of the evidence, but it also puts forth a very strong devotional message for all believers.
Probably should say that when we say it's apologetic, we don't mean that it has something to apologize for. That means that it is, define that.
You're defending the faith. You're giving a reason for the claims that you're making. If we say the Bible is the Word of God, someone could say, well, what evidence do you have? Well, apologetics is presenting that evidence in a logical way.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we're very excited about this film.
Thanks. The God Who Speaks. And when will that be available?
To the public, February the 1st, 2018, thegodwhospeaks.org. People can follow us on Facebook and YouTube as well.
All right. So where can you check out trailer?
The trailer is at thegodwhospeaks.org. Yeah, I'd love to have people check
it out. What's that website again, Jeff?
Thegodwhospeaks.org.
And it's a video trailer, right?
It's a video. You can find out list of the contributors and the endorsements and all of that.
A lot of people live.
It's a beautiful film too. I mean, we have some great scenes, you know, with what's called B-roll footage, but it's
a lot of Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Jeff Shambly with us right there talking about what's happening in our American Family Radio. Excuse me, our American Family Studios department. And everything we do, folks, the central idea or at the core of everything we do, whether it's radio, video, our news department, our AFA Action Alerts, our magazine, it's fundamentally to glorify God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? Fundamentally, it's to stand for what God stands for. And I'm talking the God of the Bible. In case you're wondering, today's world, you got to
specify.
Tell which God you're talking about,
right?
But that's why we do what we do. It's the Great Commission. It's salt and light, Matthew chapter 5. That commission, so to speak. So it all points toward Jesus and God and to glorify the God of the Bible. Mm-hmm. You're listening to American Family Radio's Share-a-thon. And you know, folks, we're unapologetic about what I just mentioned. A lot of, if you listen, sadly, I'm sad to say, a lot of churches today and a lot of Christian radio and television they water down the gospel message. They really do. And maybe they would say, well, we're trying to reach people. So we want to hide the hard truth still later on in the day. But the fact is, we don't shy away from the fact that we are an evangelical Christian ministry, and we believe in heaven and hell, sin and salvation. We believe in Jesus Christ as the only way to go to heaven when you die. We believe in the moral values that the Bible teaches, right and wrong, the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount. Yeah, we're religious fanatics here. What I've just described is what the world would call a religious fanatic. Am I right though?
And it goes back to the documentary that we are producing on the authenticity of God's Word, of Scripture, and how Christians should live according to Scripture.
Right, but because the things I just said does qualify you in the eyes of the world today as a religious nut. That's what they thought Jesus was. That's how secular people look at us.
And proud to be.
Nuts?
Yeah, if that's what they call nuts,
I agree.
I'm proud to be.
I agree. We'll wear that as a badge of honor.
I'd rather be a fool in the eyes of man than a fool in the eyes of God.
Amen.
That's a famous line from a Petra song.
Really?
Way back in the 80s.
Yep. Wow. Wow. The big hair, Petra guys?
Yeah, big hair.
Okay. Hey, but the reason we do this is because this is what God calls us to do in the Bible. And the Bible warns us we are going to be called names and even persecuted sometimes for our faith. So that, as they say, comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. So we stand proudly, use that word in the right sense, with the Bible. Amen. And the message it proclaims. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Ed, go ahead.
Well, we are still in the midst of a $58,500 match challenge. That means somebody donated that amount of money, and they have challenged the listening audience, those who are listening here to the Proclaiming God's Faithfulness Fall Share-a-thon, and said, if you will give out of that amount of money, $58,500, we will match what you give, essentially doubling your gift. That's what we're doing until 1 p.m. Central Time. That is just under an hour and 15 minutes from now. And the number to call if you want to give is 877-616-2396. That is 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net. But we do have that match challenge going on.
Right now?
$58,500.
So
double your gift.
Calling all religious fanatics.
Yes, that's right. If you're a religious fanatic.
Time to make your donation.
Yes.
Right?
Time to stand up and say, I'm a religious fanatic. I believe Jesus is the only way to heaven.
Right. If religious fanatics are kind of crazy, are we the asylum?
It's a good metaphor.
You know, religious, that's what we're called. That's okay. Because as long as we're obeying God, you've heard the old saying. My dad said this, but I think it goes back to John Wesley and other people. But I'd rather try to cool off a fanatic than warm up a corpse. Huh?
Wow. That's.
I'd rather have to cool off a fanatic than warm up a corpse. And that's just.
Well,
a lot of times the people who complain about people being, quote, too fanatic are people who don't believe at all, or they don't act out on their professed belief at all. You're listening to American Family Radio. Steve Jordahl, what's your next news story?
Well, I know we've
said
been...
Did you say stock market's going up again?
The stock market is up over 23,000. At least it was as of about half an hour ago. I don't know; haven't looked in the last, but it is. It briefly peaked over 23,000 yesterday, and then went back down, closed at 22,990 something.
And this is, folks. This is just because I love America. This is why I am not increasing investment in the stock market. Because the moment I do, it would crash.
Well,
it would come tumbling down. So I am staying. I am in a little bit, but I'm not investing big
America
money.
Applauds your restraint.
Yes, that's right.
The Dow is at 23,143.
Wow.
which is a record.
Yes.
Correct. And, yeah. You know, it's going to go down in one day. But in the meantime, don't expect the mainstream media to say much about it because it reflects positively on President Trump.
Could I also just a little? I know Steve, you got some stories, but just I do have one breaking news story.
Oh,
that is really it's going to rock the planet.
I'm sitting
in
down.
Terms of the Olympics. Okay, oh. You guys ready for this? Breaking news: poker, foosball, and pole dancing are going to be participant sports for the upcoming Olympics.
No.
Yes.
Pole dancing? Are you reading
dancing.
From The Onion?
Nope. This is from FoxNews.com. Poker, foosball. Now, we're talking about the little table, the little soccer game at the table. And pole dancing are going to be our specific sports for Olympic recognition. They're going to have a trial in the next Olympics before they are given official
approval. Pole dancing is something, if my understanding, happens at a strip club.
Yes.
That's what I've heard.
Steve.
I was going to say, Steve. I hope it's from only your understanding.
Yeah, no.
That's what I've heard.
Now,
I'm seeing a picture of it.
But I mean,
foosball. I
come on, Walker.
Yeah. What
you can
foosball?
See
foosball. It's better than Xbox.
Well,
foosball.
Yeah,
you at least exert some energy, right?
Okay, I'm saying this is a serious story I got off Fox News.
Foosball's an Olympic sport.
That's they go through this thing where they'll have competition, and then if it does well, I guess they make it.
My son works at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. I have to give him a call after the show.
Yes, this is the international. This is crazy. I'm telling this is a Fox News story. The International Pole Sports Federation is involved.
Pole dancing, foosball, and what?
And poker. Poker, foosball, and pole dancing.
So poker is going to be an Olympic sport? You've got to be kidding me.
I wish I were.
Lord Jesus, help us.
Yeah.
You know, we have different views on this. I don't.
You don't
it takes skill.
Foosball?
It takes skill. No, well, foosball, you just twist the little knife.
Yeah.
But poker takes skill. I mean, guys,
but it's not a sport.
I know. But that's the
well,
thing.
Well,
I,
what's the definition
listen,
of a sport?
Listen,
see, that's what we're
doing. Watercolor paintings take skill, but it doesn't mean it's a sport.
Well, you have
saying.
To exert a certain amount of energy.
I don't know.
Olympics,
you got me.
Olympics is about sports.
Maybe you have to break a sweat.
Poker is a game.
The few times I played poker, I broke out in a sweat because I was always losing. This goes back to before I became a Christian, folks.
Poker is a game, but it's not a sport. Okay?
Right.
I think that's...
Same thing with foosball.
Yeah.
But we do. But I don't want to cause a generational argument here because
that's okay.
I'm a progressive.
Yeah,
I think we ought to.
Walker's an Olympic sport progressive.
I'm progressive on sports.
I knew you were. Okay.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that.
Thank you,
good.
Ed.
Yes.
Appreciate you bringing this. That was breaking.
Wow.
Is that breaking news?
That's breaking news.
Like a Fox News alert. Boom.
Four hours ago.
For the first time, Walker moves to the left on today's issues.
Walker's for.
And he's still to the right of me.
Walker's for anybody, any game identifying for a sport if they want to be.
Yes.
You probably refer to
the Constitution.
Ballroom dancing and ice dancing then too, weren't you?
So ballroom dancing, you got to move. It's a sport.
It's moving.
How about talking
about moving? When I get out of my recliner and dash into the kitchen to make a sandwich during the commercial break of a hockey game, is that a sport? I'm breaking a sweat there.
It's the 3-meter dash.
I don't think so. The training.
What y'all are saying is there has to be a stopping point. We can't just allow anything and everything to be in the Olympics.
I stop at the refrigerator.
You have to draw the line. You have to draw the line somewhere. Somebody has to make that judgment call, and I'll be glad to do it. All right, you're listening to American Family Radio. We got 6 minutes left. Walker, please reset our trivia. Our trivia. I'm looking at Trivia Friday. Reset our match, and then Steve's got more.
All right, folks, for the next hour and 5 minutes, there is a 50 out. There is a $58,000 match, $58,500 match. So any gift you give will be doubled during the next hour. Here's the number to call to have your gift doubled to go to support American Family Radio. 877-616-2398. 1-800-926-9696. You can visit AFR.net, give an online donation, or you can call in. Here's the number, 877-616-2396.
Steve.
You know, every time we talk about something and the subject comes up on a regular basis, we like to open a file. We have the Snowflake file. We have the Russia files. And I would like to introduce the NFL files. Well, so the NFL owners are meeting in the, I don't know what great state they're meeting in.
New York.
New York, the state of confusion. But so far, they have not yet said what they're going to do about the NFL protest. President Trump maybe has some inside information. He tweeted this morning, the NFL has decided that it will not force players to stand for the playing of our national anthem. Total disrespect for our great country. What the NFL has done, though, is they have decided that they're going to put their players through a boot camp. And the boot camp is, for what I'm reading, is called Financial Activism Boot Camp. And they have also decided that the NFL is formally going to endorse criminal justice reform legislation.
What does that mean? It
means laws that crack down on police.
What?
Well, the
NFL is against police?
The taking of a knee is really against police.
So, but the NFL... That's,
the NFL is going to formally endorse criminal justice legislation. There's reforms. There's a push to have certain limitations put on, or at least oversight put on police as they interact with the public. Some of this is not bad. It's body cameras and such, but some of it is like strong-armed tactic of the Justice Department coming in with these cities like Ferguson and having these what they're called consent decrees where they have to oversee and report back and everything.
What does this got to do with the NFL?
Well, the NFL players have decided that they, because they are so strong and so fast, that they also know everything there is to know about politics. That follows, doesn't it?
Hey, this is spreading.
I'd take a little sarcasm there from our news director.
Really?
Newsman.
I also want to report that, and this is true.
You got a new sport?
This is absolutely true. American swimmer Anthony Irvin, you guys hear about this? 36-year-old swimmer who anchors Team USA's mixed 200-meter medley relay race swimming, took a knee on Sunday.
In the water?
Nope.
Under
this
the water?
Was while the... national anthem was being played. This was taking place in Brazil. There's a picture of him with...
So he's in a foreign country taking a knee?
Foreign country, taking a knee during the national anthem. So the three teammates were standing, holding their hand over there. So this is spreading, and we can Roger Goodell. Oh, I guess it's the same thing. It says, join the growing number of athletes who kneel during the national anthem.
All right, I want to see these athletes, if they're going to do this in a foreign country, in international competition... If they're going to take a knee for the American national anthem because they think they're oppressed by the police, let's see them take a knee for the Cuban national anthem, for
Chinese,
all these other Chinese national anthem,
these
countries have way more oppression the U.S.
This is just getting disgusting, and I blame
too.
Roger Goodell and the NFL for not nipping this in the bud last year when this started.
I don't think the NBA did this in their first night, did they?
I think the NBA said they're all standing.
I think the NBA said they're all standing because they haven't said this because they're likely to lose too much money. They start taking a knee. They don't want to get embroiled in the same controversy the NFL is in right now, which the NFL is losing a lot of money.
And now they're into prison reform.
Yeah.
What the heck does that fall into?
What does that have to do with the NFL? I don't get it.
As if these players could articulate... public policy. I can't do it.
But, Ed, they're strong and they're fast.
Yeah.
All right.
We talk about it all the time.
All right, we'll be back in 5 minutes after the news. Janet Mefford will join Fred, I think. Joe Jackson.